It's the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. It's already Thursday. This is good.
This is great. I could use a Friday. I'll be honest.
No, it's coming.
But I'll take a... When?
I think tomorrow, probably.
Oh. Well, that's good to hear.
You're such a weirdo. Guys, I finished Meet the Chimps.
Oh, good.
I loved it so much. I'm so sad that it's over. It's on Disney Plus. It's great. Find out who what.
Here's how the note reads in our preparatory materials on the Google Doc. Donna writes, I finished Meet the Chimps. This is the first thing I read this morning, by the way. I finished Meet the Chimps. Found out who Carly's dad is. Donna has said from the beginning that this is like the Real Housewives, but set in a chimpanzee setting.
And it is.
All right, so what did we
come
learn?
Out and say, you are not the father.
That's correct. So here's the deal. In one particular chimp family in this sanctuary, which is in Louisiana, there are, none of these chimps are well, now we find out they are, the chimps are brought in, but they're not real blood families. They're just chimps who are retired from their...
chimp life.
Yeah, from medical. They were, you know, they were... They came from medical facilities that experimented on them, which is very sad that no longer exists.
Okay, well, that's positive.
So they bring these, they bring all these chimps together at the sanctuary, but there are different pods. Okay, so this family, quote unquote, lives here. This one lives in the in that forest behind their area. So they're I guess they're fixed as far as their reproductive abilities.
Sure, yes.
Or they're on birth control. Well, turns out birth control failed and they end up with this baby chimp.
Tale as old as time.
And her name is Carly and she is adorable. So they're noticing, they know who her mom is, obviously, but there are two males in this group, this family group, and they didn't know which one it could have. They didn't know which of two.
And that's when they bring out Maury Poaching.
They did a DNA test. Very cute because the researchers or the behaviorists, you know, the people who work at the sanctuary, they all put votes in who they thought it was. So we find out who it is. I won't spoil it for anybody, but...
You could.
No, I want people to watch.
This is not trending on Twitter right now where people are like, don't tell me about what happened in WandaVision.
People will want to watch with fresh eyes.
Did it surprise you who it was? Did you think it was the other one?
No. It didn't surprise me. You? I mean, I really didn't have that, you know, much skin in the game. You know, I was just
like, you sound sort of emotionally invested.
I mean, it's fun because you get to see how both of these male chimps behave around Carly and whether or not they are father-like toward her. And then you start to go, oh, they're really, I mean, it's just adorable. I just loved it so much. It's on Disney Plus. Meet the Chimps. Check it out.
I bailed after one episode, and it was good. But after, I thought, I don't think I need to see any more of these. The new monkey came in and made friends with who Donna described as, quote, a B-word, Barbara, an older chimpanzee who's clearly had a tough life like every chimp has.
Well, and Henry's got the hots for Barbara, and she's not having it.
Oh, sounds like Henry's not spayed or neutered just
yet. Henry's a little strange. He's kind of like a weirdo where you're like, oh, God, please don't let that guy sit next to me. You know what I mean? Like, Henry's like that. No, Steve, you would have, I mean.
Maybe. Look, if I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker. Who are you? If my kids say, hey, can we watch another episode of Meet the Chimps? I'll do it. But I didn't feel the pull. I was not hooked by the storyline. So when you said it felt Real Housewives, I was not. Seen that as much, though I thought it was a cute episode, the first episode.
It's and it gets better because then they focus on different families. You know, you just watched this guy whose name is escaping me, Midge.
Midge.
Okay, so you just watched Midge try to come into this already established family. And but you, what you missed, I think, was the big boss, you know, the Tony Soprano of the gang.
Sure. Yeah.
Coming in and demanding respect that Midge was not. Midge almost got killed. That's how I feel. Thank you.
Do we have calls coming in or no?
No.
No. Okay.
All right, fine.
Well, that's great. Meet the Chimps.
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. You can watch it on Disney Plus.
I'm going to watch the documentary next that you watch. Chimpanzees.
You should watch Prairie Dog Manor. That's just as dramatic.
Yeah. Okay, I love prairie dogs.
Well, here's a little clip of Prairie Dog Manor. They treat it like a Western, and this is about mating.
Occasionally, a female will let Nash get the deed done topside.
Whoa!
An out-of-the-burrow copulation sends a strong message to other males. This is my turf.
Oh. Oh my
In a
God.
Perfect world, Nash's gals would be devoted only to him.
Oh my God, where do I find that? Animal Manor. Planet?
It's on Discovery Plus. It's Nat Geo. But it's Nat Geo channel. Prairie Dog Manor.
Oh my God.
I mean, I watched
You could read about
it
in Hustler.
Season. It's crazy. It's hilarious. They have all of these clans and it's like they're fighting over women and all their burrows and they have names and it's like, oh my God, Nash and
oh my god, I love it.
It's hilarious.
John, I don't know if you were here when I told my prairie dog story. When I went to South Dakota with two of my friends, we listened to an app that kind of gave us a tour of the area.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
So super cool. Prior to downloading that app, we went to a place where there were all these prairie dogs and you could go inside this little store and buy food for them.
It's
basically just peanuts. We're feeding these prairie dogs. They're taking it from our hands.
Oh,
we're
really?
Like, oh, hi, little guy. You're so sweet. Okay, so we spend a lot of time. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter where we went, there were prairie dogs running around. So we download this app, and as we're listening to it, as we're going through this state park, the guy goes, whatever you do, don't feed the prairie dogs. Prairie dogs carry disease, and they were responsible for the bubonic plague.
Oh, no.
And we're like, my friend Mary and I looked at each other, and we're like, what?
We just did it.
And why is the guy selling food if it's dangerous?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, love me a prairie dog.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Steve.
Here, I'll tell you a quick story. Our Facebook question today is, what is your irrational fear? My brother, Scooty, sent a text message, a picture to our family thread yesterday, and they were skiing, and he sent a picture of, like, medical personnel or, you know, whatever, like, putting a ladder up to the ski lift.
No,
and I was like,
no.
And I was like, I think that's my little nephew that's... And so I said, what am I seeing in this picture? Long story short, and it turns out this is the fear of many people in my family, and I didn't know this. They got off the ski lift, Scooty and his wife, and then there's, you know, their son, my nephew, who's like six, and he didn't jump off in time. Mm-hmm. And that sucker just keeps on spinning, right? That thing just never stops. So then they were like, they start yelling, stop, 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 stop. And they're not stopping it. And now you have a six-year-old alone on a ski lift and the bar's not down, right? The bar is up.
Mm-hmm,
and he's like, stop, stop, stop. And then they finally get them to stop. They're like yelling. And then the you know, attendant there says, oh, he just has to go all the way down because we can't put this thing in reverse. It can't go in reverse.
Oh, no.
And they were like, yeah. So then they had some choice words for the attendant of like, let me tell you what's going to happen here. This won't move anymore until he is out of that ski lift, because you don't have a six-year-old in a ski lift over 40-foot drops without the bar down because you can't put the darn thing backward.
Mm-hmm.
They end up bringing out personnel. They get a ladder up there. They bring them down.
God.
It was a whole thing. But then people in the family thread were like, oh, ski lift. Oh, I've just had this fear. I've always had this fear. This
I
is
never
a fear
got
of
it.
Mine.
Yeah, same. I that's one of the reasons I never wanted to ski is because I'm terrified. I'm like, that thing looks dangerous.
Oh.
There was just a story last week of a kid who was dangling.
Oh, no.
A very young child, and the mom was trying to hold on to him, and people had to come around and make a makeshift you know,
like, yeah, like to catch them.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So the question is, what is your irrational fear? Maybe it's like, I'm never getting on a ski lift because I just think somehow I'm going to die on that thing.
Mm, yep.
Whatever it might be, you can fill it up on our Facebook page. All right, we got to go and we come back. A whole bunch of things that'll make you go, huh, next on Donna and Steve. Hey, Donna.
Hey, Steve, when did you get here?
I've been here the whole time. Hey, I want to talk with you about my underwear again, if I may.
Oh, God.
All right, listen, you know that I love my chill boys. They are bamboo boxer briefs. But here is what's happening. I've loved them from the first time that I put them on my legs. Instantly felt the difference. So cool and so comfortable. So now, anytime that I have to put on some stupid underwear that aren't Chill Boys, I feel like an idiot.
You should. What? You should. They are a local company offering great men's underwear. But can I point out, Steve, that ladies, if you're tired of thongs making you feel like you've got a constant wedgie, might I suggest you get yourself a pair of soft bamboo boxers from Chill Boys?
I've always said that I would never wear a thong, but I'll tell you this. If my buddies at Chill Boys made a thong, I'd try it on. I'm just saying, I would try it on. Hey, if you want more information, you can go to chillboys.com.
Chill Boys, comfort where it counts. Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and some fun facts for you.
Things that make you go. Things that make
you go. You know those white dashed lane lines on a highway?
Yes.
They keep you in your place, don't they?
Sure.
And you better signal before you try to enter the one you're currently not in.
Okay.
The average person thinks that those lines are 2 feet long in length. Now, you're driving on them pretty fast.
Mm, yeah.
And so it's tough to determine. Just to show you how unreliable our eyes are, the white dash lane lines on the highway are actually 10 feet long.
What? They are?
5 times longer than what you think.
Oh, my gosh.
No, they are not.
If you laid next to a white dashed line, there would be 4 more feet.
Really?
Wow.
Are you sure?
Now, let me tell you, I'm not. But it said it, and I thought, I'm going to go with it because I knew it was controversial. I knew that it would get Twitter going.
That's not possible. Mm-mm.
10 feet?
No.
It's double-check me. I mean, okay.
How so you're talking like, are... in, you mean the... Because I'm looking at a picture of a car, and it's... next to the lines, and it's not even close to being.
The real answer is 10 feet. That is the federal guideline for every street, highway, and rural road in the United States where dash lines separate traffic lanes or indicate where passing is allowed.
That's so, Donna, crazy.
If you don't want to believe it, let me tell you who you can take it up with.
Yeah?
Driver's the head. Supreme Court.
Okay. It's just crazy. I don't...
Isn't that wild?
Yes, queer.
That...
Yes,
is why we do this. We won't stop thinking. You're going to drive home looking at the lines.
You're right. You are right.
Ah, this is fun. The 3 most painful insects things, if you're looking to avoid pain in your life, aren't we all? They come from the bullet ant, the warrior wasp, and the tarantula hawk spider wasp, which has some teal coloring to it. It's really interesting. Don McLean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would we be able to play a little sound of Coyote Peterson?
Yes.
Who is this like wildlife guy, and he teaches you all sorts of things about wildlife, but just in the same way that Steve Irwin used to like jumping on alligators, this guy likes getting stung by things. Mm. And he blew up on YouTube. Now he's got his own show on TV. But here he is entering the sting zone, about to get bit by a tarantula hawk spider wasp.
They scream. As you can tell, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, he's pumped.
All right, Coyote.
Oh.
You okay, man? Your heart racing?
Million miles a second. This is the most nervous I've ever been to take a sting or bite from anything. My hand is shaking. Are you guys all ready?
He is the bug and tweezers.
I'm ready. You're ready.
I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready.
It's so mad.
Here we go.
It's mad.
I'm Coyote Peterson. And I'm about to enter the sting zone with the tarantula hawk.
Oh, God.
Go for it.
1, 2, here we go. 3.
Ah! Ah! Boom, and then the show starts. That's the cold open to the show. And darn it, you're going to watch that. My son was really on a kick of watching these. So when I read that this morning, I thought, I feel like I've seen a human stung by a tarantula, hawk, spider, wasp, and I don't remember it being pleasant.
Hmm. Wow.
Your thoughts, Donna?
I no likey. Okay. What is this guy's, what a weirdo. Like, what?
He has done it with all sorts of different things. And then they get these, they go to these remote places to get one of these insects. They get them in tweezers, and then it's really beautifully shot. And then you see the stinger go right into their skin. And then it always starts with that. And I just love that we're about to enter the sting zone. I'm Coyote Peterson.
What happens to them after?
The
creatures.
I don't know, but I would imagine their best days were behind them.
Okay.
I don't know if every insect dies post-stinging. Like, that happens with some bees. I don't know if that happens with a scorpion.
Hmm. I will not be watching this program.
All right, Heath Haddon. Oh, no, Donna, it's like the Real Housewives of the insect world. So the tarantula hawk. Yeah, that's like the skinny girl margarita lady. You get it.
Yes.
Hey, when Zachary Taylor was president and he was speaking at Dolly Madison's funeral, wife of James Madison, that is when the term First Lady was invented by Zachary Taylor. When I read Zachary Taylor earlier this morning, I was pretty sure that it was about one of the kid stars from Home Improvement.
Yeah, one of the guys Taylor from Thomas.
Yes.
And it wasn't.
Or
it was
one of the guys from the Mbop people.
Yes. Isn't it funny to think that in 200 years, there will be, you will go through a list and some people will say things like, so do you know that Ronald Reagan was a president? Because we don't know every president. They say names, and once they're 200 years ago, you just kind of think, oh.
If somebody said, okay, name a president that starts with a Z, you know, I would go,
Zeus.
Never existed.
I'm really bad at presidents.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Geography.
I wonder, so if we've had 45 or 46-ish, if they said you have to name 25 of them to win $1 million. Would you win $1 million?
No.
No cheating.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Now we have to try it.
All right. But now, wait, we're up against it. Now.
Yeah. Okay. We're up against it. I'm going to make a list right now. All right.
You make a list. Don't look. And you have to get it done during the break. Write as many down as you can. When we come back, we'll see Donna's presidential knowledge, which will be exciting. Also, some really great news, which we had, I think, been flirted with for even a couple of years now, but really great news in the world of reboots. At least if you ask me, I think that this is a really good thing, and it's a long time coming.
Hmm.
So we'll let you know about that. Also, if you are looking to add a new book to your reading list, something that could really fill up some time, Paul McCartney's coming at you. What he will fill almost 900 pages with. It's not exactly what you think. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Donna, how are you doing?
I'm on 7.
All right. Can you get to 25? You win $1 million.
Okay,
we'll get into
that
when we return on Donna and Steve.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. You can download our app.
Is someone sleeping in the studio with you?
No. Sorry, I was being super dramatic and mellow. I failed.
Okay, now the challenge was, if you're just tuning in, could you name, without any help, 25 presidents of the 45-ish that we've had? We don't know the total number. But could you do it for $1 million? And Donna gave it a whirly bird.
Mm-hmm. I made it to 18. Would you like to hear them?
I would like to hear them.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm going to pull this up.
I'm going to say them real fast.
Okay.
Donald Trump, Zachary Taylor, George Washington, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, Abraham Lincoln, Nixon, Jackson, Lyndon Johnson, Obama, Bush, Pierce, Ford, Biden, Kennedy, and Taft. That's actually 17, I think.
Here's some names you forgot. Pierce.
I said Pierce.
Did you say Pierce?
I said Pierce.
Did you say Buchanan?
I said Bush, Pierce.
How about Buchanan?
Did not say Buchanan.
He was our 15th president. How about this one? I mean, this for $1 million. Now, obviously, you know the answer is yes. But if I came up to you and said, for $1 million, yes or no, what did we have a president named Millard Fillmore?
Yes.
You're correct, Donna.
Millard.
Millard Fillmore, 13th president of these United States. Boy, Andrew Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's different than Andrew Jackson. That's why they look mm-hmm. different. Ulysses S. Grant, Rutherford B. Hayes.
Oh, yes, that's a great name.
How about this? A Grover Cleveland look. Oh, my goodness. You know, there are three people who look alike. William Howard Taft.
Yep.
Oh, my word, there's four.
Quite the same guy.
William Howard Taft, Grover Cleveland.
Grover. Oh, my God, I love it.
Theodore Roosevelt. They all Teddy. Look rather similar.
Did we have two Roosevelts?
Yep. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yes.
Oh, God, and his wife.
By the way,
Ellie.
Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president.
Oh, that's right? Interesting.
There was a Benjamin Harrison sandwich there.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of our history. Point being, there's a lot that we will forget.
Correct.
I feel like I knew this in school because I would study and it's mm-hmm. like, all right. And then after, like, I would study the day before and I'm good at that.
Me
getting
too.
Good grades on tests. And then me it too. Absolutely leaves my brain the minute I walk out of the classroom.
That I think this is why. Remember the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yes.
Yeah, I am not.
I think that's what, because obviously the fifth grader is going to be super smart because they're currently learning that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where it's so far in the rearview mirror for us.
We should do a flip of that show. Are you smarter than an adult? And we just talk about other topics
I like
that
it.
Aren't
like,
long division.
Yes. I like it.
Good news in the world of reboots. Kelsey Grammer confirming that Frasier, the reboot, is fully happening. Isn't this great?
Yes.
Come on, Donna. This is great. They had, this had been rumored for a little over a year now when they saw Kelsey Grammer walking out of, I believe, a London flat with a Frasier mm-hmm. script in his hand. And
what,
he
they
says...
they zoom in on the...
They zoomed.
They zoomed. They zoomed. They're zoomers.
Telephoto lens. He says, I gleefully anticipate sharing the next chapter. And we also know who this is going to. Kelsey Grammer said, having spent over 20 years of my creative life on the Paramount lot, both producing shows and performing in several, I'd like to congratulate Paramount Plus on its entry into the streaming world.
Huh.
I gleefully anticipate sharing the next chapter in the continuing journey of Dr. Frasier Crane. So it's happening.
I wonder if the whole cast
Plus.
Will be back. I mean, obviously, with one exception.
Yes.
I love the ladies. I love Roz.
Yes.
I love Daphne.
Yes.
I liked his brother. They were very funny.
David Hyde Pierce.
Yes.
If he's not back, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
I hope he would be. How about this for Frasier? 11 seasons. It's already incredible. Frasier won 37 Emmy Awards. Grammer and David Hyde Pierce each had 4 Emmys over the course of 11 seasons. That is a highly successful sitcom. So it's coming back.
Yep. And it's a spinoff.
What's it going to be called? Well, no, it's a spinoff. Yes, Frasier is a spinoff of Cheers. And I think this will just still be called Frasier, just like Will and Grace was called Will and Grace again. I don't know.
And that, they did a really good job with Will and Grace. It just felt like the show never went off the air.
Yeah.
The Will and Grace show. I was not a like regular watcher, but I really thought it was a well done, cute show.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I'm really looking forward to experiencing Frasier as an adult because by the time it went off the air, which was, by the way, 17 years ago, 2004, is when Frasier went off the air. I was 20.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I'm just thinking, I watched it peripherally. It like came on after Home Improvement or a syndicated something else.
That's so
when I would see it. I wasn't watching new episodes on whatever it was, Tuesday or Thursday night. So I've only ever experienced it kind of as a kid. And so, but the bits that I saw, it always had a feel to it. Each episode of Frasier, and I even recognized that then without really getting deep into their storylines, it just had a feel, and that feel was really cozy, and it felt his flat in Seattle overlooking the city skyline. It all just felt a way. You know what I mean?
I do.
Just like the show Suits on USA, which just wrapped up its series finale, I think, in the last year. Also, great show to watch if you're looking for a feel where everybody just looks good, every bit of dialogue is engaging and more better than real life.
Mm, and Eddie, the dog, was so cute.
Yeah.
Oh.
Remember Eddie?
Yeah.
Remember Eddie. I loved Eddie. Oh, I hope they get another Eddie.
Yeah, do you think you'll have a new dog? Can't have Eddie anymore.
I would like a similar looking dog.
Yeah.
That was a cool dog.
What about just an English bulldog?
That would be good too.
Eddie's super smart. If you just had a really fat, big boned dog hanging out on the couch with Frasier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Anyway, it's going to Paramount Plus. So just if you thought, oh, I won't need Paramount Plus, you will
CBS
if you want to watch
access
it.
With some more channels now.
Oh.
Oh,
really? Wait, so if you already have CBS All Access, you'll have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you guys all have?
Disney Plus, Discovery Plus.
I don't have that. A lot of people say good things about it.
CBS All Access, which will be Paramount Plus, Netflix, Hulu.
I have Hubo Max.
Oh, yeah, I have that too.
Oh, wow.
I have Disney Plus.
No Amazon?
I have Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
And Netflix.
So you basically have all of them.
Dawn, you might have every one.
I think I have the Peacock one that comes like complimentary.
Yeah,
with
that's just free, right?
Yeah. Yep. I got the free Peacock.
I almost did too. Yeah.
Yep. I don't think I should.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like I could defend myself in HR.
Yeah.
Were you going to say free instead of P?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that would be the thing to say, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what streaming services do you have? Oh, I have the Peacock. Well, it's the free mm-hmm. version.
Oh,
I want to say it. I'm not going to say it.
You can say it if you shut your mic off. Get it out of your system because he's got this obsessive compulsive thing.
Yeah.
Which I completely understand.
Wow, that was satisfying. It did.
I'm going to try it too.
I encourage everybody, turn your mic off, say it real quick.
Do it, Donna.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, that was good.
I know.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
Woo! Hey, are you looking? Now it's my turn.
Yeah, go ahead, Donna. Get it out of your system.
3, 2, 1. Off. I'm watching her lips.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, she must be so happy.
I did it real sassy.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I have blank blank.
Hey, are you looking for a 900-page book that could take you maybe the rest of your life?
Never.
Oh.
In fact, great. I feel like Bruce Springsteen's book is really long like that.
Well, Paul McCartney is going to be releasing The Lyrics. It's a 2-volume, 900-plus page quote, self-portrait in 154 songs. So this is going to come out on November 2nd.
What?
And here's what Paul McCartney said. Look, people have always said, will I release an autobiography? And he said, I just never really got around to writing an autobiography. However, he realized that he never stopped writing songs all throughout his life. He wrote his first song at 14. It'll go from that all the way through the Beatles catalog to Wings, solo albums, and his present life. The book will cover, they say, the circumstances in which these songs were written, the people and places that inspired them, and what McCartney thinks of them now.
Oh,
okay.
So it's this not could something be... you have to read from cover to cover.
No. He said that it is not, doesn't follow a chronological order. It is just sort of a kaleidoscope of all of the stuff that he's done. Some people, when they get to a certain age, like to go to a diary to recall day-to-day events from the past. But I have no such notebooks, McCartney says. What I do have are my songs, hundreds of them, which I've learned serve much the same purpose. And these songs span my entire life. So I think this would be, as long as you have a reinforced coffee table that could hold it, a nice coffee table book. Because then you just pop it open, read a story.
Exactly. Yeah.
I have Dolly Parton's book, and it's kind of that way.
Oh.
You know, like every now and then I'll see it on my shelf, and I'll go, I'm going to open this up and take a little peek. And she'll have a story about a song that she wrote, and the lyrics to the song will be there.
Cool. Well, we were just talking this morning about wanting to read more. Remember we did one Saturday night, like 3 months ago, reading night, family reading night. Everybody bring a book. We come down to the living room and it just feels cozy. And then everybody, we're going to read for 30 minutes all together.
Love it.
And then we totally bailed, even though we all found that to be really enjoyable. Why is it that we don't do the things that we wish we did more? I don't know. But
I don't know. Life gets in the way.
The last couple nights, I came downstairs a couple nights ago and the whole family is doing this reading together, which I was like, what's going on here? And they apparently, a night before, on Monday night, had started a book, incidentally, written by MC.
Yes.
Tornado.
Oh, that's nice.
And they were reading through that. And then last night, and the first night that I saw them reading it, I was like, oh, crap, where is my phone? Because it was just so cute. Adeline was reading, so she got to read some of it last night. Mom finished the book for everybody. But everybody just loved the book, and it's got them all pumped up. And it was this great tale of a twisting tale. Of a tornado and a family that escapes, and it was a cute ending. And so anyway, we're doing
that
it.
That made him so happy. He was really, I mean, he's a sensitive guy, so his eyes teared up a little bit.
Well, you know,
that video.
The reason why I wanted to send it, I sent on a video of it, and because I thought, how often do authors get to hear someone else reading their book? You know, they might do a public reading somewhere at a bookstore, but how often do you just get to see people enjoying it in their own space? And so, yeah, they were all digging it. Sure, it ended in tears because our son didn't get to read the last page. We deemed that mom would, but that's life.
Did you post this on Instagram at all?
No, I sent it to Dawn. I'll send it to you, Dawn. It was really cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Aw. We gotta go.
All right, fine.
All right. When we come back, though... Another Hollywood waitress is rating her celebrity customers.
Oh boy.
We've got some great news and some disappointing news.
Oh no.
I know. And then you've got something about a Michael Bay movie.
Guys, I saw a video of a stunt on a Michael Bay set today. It was jaw-dropping. I watched it and thought, "Oh, people will die at some point doing this.
No.
People could easily you twist an ankle, you are dead."
Yeah.
So we'll show the video. We'll maybe get it posted up on the show links page.
Sure.
All of that when we come back on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, celebrity, you name it, we'll do it. I don't know what happened.
You name it, we'll do it.
I don't know. It just got,
hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Love these videos when waitresses in Hollywood rate their celebrity customers. There's a TikToker.
TikTok.
She used to be a waitress in Los Angeles, and she posted three videos about the famous people she's waited on. She didn't dish too much dirt because most of her experiences were positive. I believe we've got two of those clips. We'll just hit one randomly and see what she has to say.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling and Eva Mendes casually strolled up one night and they had their kids and they were so gorgeous and so polite. 11 out of 10. Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann, who I wanted to like so much, but they were so rude and maybe they were just having a bad day. So 1 out of 10. Lady Gaga, queen of my heart. She remembered everybody's name. She always looked flawless. She's extremely nice. She's a goddess. 5 million out of 10. Anna Faris is the kindest, most wonderful person alive. I wish she was my best friend. 20 out of 10.
Wow, that's good to know. Okay, I don't like that about Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
Right.
I wonder what that means, you know? I have some follow-up questions. Were they not smiley, just really short in their responses, or outright mean?
Good question.
There's a lot of room there.
Yes.
I also don't trust her scale because she first started with an 11, which undermines it all, and then she went to a 20 million. So,
she said 1 out of 10 for Leslie Mann and Judd Apatow.
Yeah.
So think how far that gap is between Judd Apatow and Leslie Mann. And who did she give the 20 million to? Anna Faris.
Yeah, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one.
Okay.
He Keanu Reeves. He came in for a lunch with industry stiffs, orders a dozen oysters to himself. He was so humble, paid for the whole bill, tipped super well. Red pill out of 10, 100% would die for Keanu Reeves. The gorgeous Drew Barrymore. She came in for like a week straight. She was pregnant. She was always in a hurry, always super nice about it. Was just a ray of sunshine and bubbles for my day. I adore her 1,000 out of 10. Next we have Drake. He has so many security guards. He drank rosé on ice. He ate a kale salad. He was fine. 6 out of 10.
Where does she work? What restaurant does she work at? I would like to know.
Okay, let's see.
It'd be a fun spot to have lunch if you're in LA.
Right? I do not have the answer to that.
Oh, darn it.
I know, right? Sorry. But I'm so glad that she had nice things to say about Keanu because he's been on a really good streak.
Yes.
Lately.
Yes.
He just seems so great. Remember, he gave $1 million, or he gave away his residuals.
Yes.
To the crew on
of John Wick.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The legend of Keanu continues to grow.
I love it, and he's got like, you know, a normal girlfriend, age appropriate, I like that.
You ever had a good encounter? Have you ever seen a celebrity at a restaurant and said hello to them or seen how they were interacting?
Well, first of all, I would never approach a celebrity.
Of course not.
Me either.
Well, by the way, when I say of course not, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm meaning like of course you wouldn't. You're more mannered than I.
You wouldn't just go up to a random celebrity and be like, excuse me, if he's trying to have dinner with his friends or family. No. I don't like that.
The restaurant was Mirabelle. In Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. The year was 2003, as I recall. Mm-hmm. And I had a friend in town, and we went to this restaurant. And look, when you're from Pennsylvania, eating on Sunset Boulevard, you feel like you're inside of the Hollywood sign. It's just incredible. Yeah. We enter the restaurant, and Eddie Griffin, you remember Eddie Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Griffin is there. He's at the like holding bar, the waiting bar. And we're just like, whoa, this is crazy. Is this where celebrities are? Is this what, this is crazy. So then we see him there and we're chill. We go down, we sit at a table, we're with a couple of friends at the table beside us. And this is a big deal if you were a child of the 90s especially. But at the table beside us is the actor Christopher McDonald, more notably known as Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore, which just celebrated its 25th anniversary. And Shooter McGavin's there. And I love that movie. And I thought, I'll be darned, that's Shooter McGavin. And I got up. And I went over and I introduced myself to Shooter. It was the night before the Oscars. And I went over and he's there with maybe 3 or 4 other people. Said, I just want to tell you that I'm a huge fan of your work and loved you in Happy Gilmore. And he was so happy and lovely about it. And I think all involved in this story had been imbibing to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
He, Donna, then invited us over to his table.
Mm.
We go. And we're now sitting there. I don't know if it's for 30 minutes, it's for 45 minutes. It's a long time. We're sitting there in a circle with them now having a conversation. And we just could not believe it. So not only would I did.
Wow. I was at a restaurant in Nashville with a friend of mine who worked in another market somewhere in California. She came as my guest. In the next room, it's one of those restaurants, like a steakhouse, where they have like pictures, like caricatures of all the all famous people.
Yes, I like this place.
So Kid Rock comes in and is sitting at the, like there's like a clear wall where you could see into the room where he was. Do you know what I mean? Like a window.
Yeah.
And she ran over there and was like, I'm going over there to say hi to Kid Rock. And I'm like, oh, please don't. Please.
You're with me. You're my close one.
Yes, I know. I was like, just leave him alone. And she did. And she's taking pictures. And she's drunk. And just, I was so embarrassed.
Ba with the ba.
Yes. I mean, it was cool to see him, but I would have never approached him.
Yeah. Well, to each his own. Do we have time here, Dawn?
Yeah.
To show this Michael Bay thing, I want to have Donna react to it.
Okay. Yeah, I can. I mean, the audio probably wouldn't be great, but
oh, is there a bleep word in it?
No, I just don't. I mean,
here, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll play it. Here we go.
Ready, three, two, one, action!
Nope.
Okay, so what you're hearing, what this is like happening on a street in L.A. You're right, Don. This so much plays better as a show leak. I'm really sorry. It's dawning on me now.
It's okay.
But you have to see this. We'll link it up on the Don and Steve show links page. It is a stunt scene from a Michael Bay movie that's in production right now. These explosions go off in the middle of an intersection, and then a car starts to flip. An automobile, a police car, starts flipping toward human being actors who, if they so much as rolled an ankle, would, I think, be dead.
Yeah, because they're running away from a blast, like extras or whatever.
Yeah, and it's terrifying.
Wow.
I ain't getting paid enough to risk my life for Michael Bay.
Right? Remember when Dawn's going to hang around for a little bit longer.
Oh, okay, great.
All right. We'll be right back with some music news.